Well, I had three of the singles from Infected were banned by the BBC. So Sweet Bird of Truth, which is it follows the journey of an American fighter pilot in the Middle East, Infected itself, and also Heartland, the song Heartland, which was very a sort of very anti-Thatcher song. So the first three singles of Infected were banned by Radio One. We had to edit Heartland to get it played. So there was that sort of backlash, but then again, we lived in more, maybe it was more open-minded. I think the world is more divisive now. I think people are more afraid to say what they think. Back then, writing political songwriting was more common, I suppose. From the 60s, 70s, 80s, there were a lot of people doing it. There's less people writing politically, or they're less known, or they've got less, certainly less exposure. Yeah, and the backlash, yeah, not so much really, apart from being banned from various radio stations.
But to be banned by the BBC back then, was it a bit of a kick, or
Yeah,
was it a kick
badge
in
of
the
honor.
teeth?
Yeah, I mean the Sex Pistols were banned. Even Serge Gainsbourg was banned
Yeah,
for
that's right,
attack.
yeah.
So I saw it as a badge of honor. You've got to turn a negative to a positive.